Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. In a world filled with chaos and evil practices, where should we turn? Deuteronomy instructs us to be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Scripture teaches us to turn to the Lord. Today, Pastor Joel concludes last week's message entitled, Turn to the Lord.
These last few verses in Romans chapter 1, they actually serve to gather together the previous verses in this text from 18 on down, as if to sweep, it's as if to sweep the sinful and wicked practices of man into a nice, tidy pile, ready to be thrown in the trash. That's what it is. It's telling you the things that we have to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you the things that we got to get off of us.
Amen.
You know, amen. You got to get that stuff off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When you've been in a coal mine, you got to get cleaned up.
Yes.
We've been in a coal mine of sin. We've been a chimney sweeping, a chimney of sin. You gotta get it out your nose. You gotta get this sin out of us.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta cleanse our hearts.
Just like with this virus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Gotta clean it up.
Clean everything.
And that's what's going on here. Societies around the world are full of evil-mindedness, sexual immorality. And like I said, no need to get in depth about all this. I don't even have the time today to get in depth with all this. We could be here for 2-3 hours, but we don't have to be, because you all know this. Some of you may not know it, but you'll come to know it just by what you're hearing today. And so there's no need to speak in depth about how immoral our world has become when it comes to, say, for instance, sexual desires, which are abominations to the Lord. Everything from fornication to homosexuality and adultery, transsexuality, transvestism, fetish parades. That's revelry. A parade, a fetish parade, a gay pride parade, that's revelry. It says gay pride. God hates pride. So all the things that we're doing and we accept in society and they become commonplace, God is saying, wait a minute. I'm knocking at the door of your heart. But we're not listening. See, all of these things that are mentioned in the Bible, they go against the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But people will allow it. The networks will allow it because they want money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They'll show you commercials, like I said, of two men kissing. You know, two Marines coming back to see each other, and it's two men. Okay, they know that's against God's laws, but they say, well, it's money. We're we got to push our product. It's getting to the point where you can't even buy a pair of shoes. You try to buy a pair. I needed some running shoes, and I looked at a pair of Nikes. You know, I wait till they really get on sale, because I wear shoes out. But I went and looked at a pair of Nikes, and I said, that shoe looks like a woman's shoe. It just looks like a woman's shoe. Don't ask me what a woman's shoe looked like, but I think there are some shoes that are tennis shoes that look like it belongs on the foot of a woman instead of a guy like me. And I looked at that shoe, and I had to investigate. Guess what? They had underneath in the small letters, unisex. When did we start making, am I missing something? Am I that old? When did we start making unisex shoes to work out in, to run in? I weigh 240 pounds. But you know, there's something underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something underneath that. So I did my research and I found out that Nike is one of the biggest contributors to abortion. See, because tell me something, and let me go study and get with the Holy Spirit, and I'll come back and give you a report. And so it's telling me right now that our hearts are lined up with making money and getting through the world instead of getting with God.
Amen.
And that's why we've mopped ourselves into a corner and we can't get out. And we want to get back to being normal when what we've been doing is abnormal.
Yes.
I'm telling you like it is. And so these things are going through. These things that are mentioned in the Bible are against the word of God. But guess what? In the eyes of our society, and largely now throughout the world, this and much more is now considered normal.
Hmm.
mm-hmm. by the world standards. It's considered normal, this type of behavior. What used to be kinky is now considered normal. I know some of y'all was around in the 60s, okay? I know I was around in the 60s before I was saved. And that tells us how far down the ladder our society has slid.
Acceptable.
It's acceptable now. People now claim that it's their right to practice perversion. It's their right to practice sin, regardless of what the Word of God said. We don't want to hear about no Word of God. We want what's comfortable to us. We want what everybody else wants. We all want it. How come? What's wrong with it? We all like it. We all do it. But you just, you know what? You just a hater. You just a hater. What are you talking about? I hate to see you go to hell. That's what the Lord is saying. He's not a hater. He just would hate to see you go to hell.
Yes.
And just as this scripture says in verse 32, this is very important, knowing that the righteous judgment of God, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. They not only do them, but they also approve of those who practice them.
Isn't that what's going on?
That's sad.
It is right in the Word.
It's right there in the Word of God.
It's His Word.
And that's what the Bible says. Now watch this. Just know that what the Bible says in Galatians is true. Let's go to Galatians. And you go to Galatians 6, verse 7.
Galatians 6, verse 7 tells us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
God's not mocked.
For whatever man sows, that he will also reap.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. You see, people, we can deceive other people, we can't deceive God.
He's holy God.
See? That's what you have to understand. When you really deceive yourselves, that's what you're doing, because if you think you can ignore God's rules, if we think as a world that we can continue to ignore God's rules and disrespect God to His face and get away with it, really? Really?
Really?
Huh? But by and large, that's how many people are living today. That's how Hollywood is doing. That's what they're doing. That's what the networks are doing. That's what many commercials, Sony, many different companies, they're involved in making this big money. So they can't afford to go by what God wants. They got to acquiesce to the world. And that's where we are. But see, God never changes.
It's 6 feet away.
We change. Society changes. Mm-hmm. What's trending today may not be trending tomorrow. But God said, my word, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never fade away. They'll never go away. See, God doesn't change with the time. God changes the time. And that's what people don't seem to understand. And that's what we have to come to know. This is important. This is important. Okay? We have to see these things. That's where we are in the world, friends.
Glory to God.
And that's what we want to do. We're just interested in getting back to whatever was normal for us. Yes. Whatever is normal by man's standards. Am I right or wrong? That's all people are talking about, is getting back to what they used to do. Well, people are still dying. We had 30,000 people died in 1 week, and we don't have a cure yet. Then let us out! and if we go back out, the spike will start spiking. I can't stand being at home anymore. But you still have a home. I just need to get out. I want what's normal.
Help us, Lord.
When did it ever become about us to such a drastic degree? That's what we have to think about. What about God's standards? I know, right or wrong, I know this is right, because it's coming directly from the Word of God. And this Word of God is the inerrant Word of God. There's no mistakes in this Bible, okay? Now, also in the scripture, Romans tells us that people will become haters of God. Did you see that? Pastor read that. I think it's in verse 29. Verse 30, rather.
Yeah, verse 30.
Backbiters.
Haters of God.
Haters of God. Violent, proud, boasters, disobedient to parents.
Walking around
with inventors of evil things.
Don't shoot their way.
The Governor Newsom said, that let's hold tight, let's stay in our home. You know, people came out with guns.
Who they gonna shoot?
You going to shoot the governor?
The virus?
You going to shoot the virus, Pastor? Pastor, you going to shoot the coronavirus? Well, who you going to shoot? Why bring guns? Well, I got a rape in there. I'm taking my guns away now. What are you talking about? We're talking about people surviving, man. You don't have to bring guns out to show that. What are you talking about?
People die.
People don't understand. We become haters of God. Does that one ring a bell? Well, let any old type of spirits in your children's schools, won't you? Any old type of spirit except the Spirit of God, except the Holy Spirit, will let any kind of chanting, any kind of meditating, any kind of New Age movement, anything like that, and then you want to keep Jesus out of the school. That's being a hater of God, okay? Any old man-made or handmade religion you can bring into your workplace, and you can stand on the street corner to preach it, I understand, but they want to say that people that are preaching Christ are preaching hatred, when it's absolutely wrong. We're preaching love, okay? And so these are the things that in society have been approved and ushered into our schools, into your workplace. Some of you all can't mention things at work and things like that. I'm glad I'm retired. I got a new job. My new job is with the Lord. I've been really gainfully employed. I never really had a job until the Lord came to me in 2004. When the Lord came to me in 2004, he started grooming me for a job. Yes. And then I think it was around 2010 that he hired me. He told me, I called you to preach my word. Yes. And this is the first real job I've had in all my life. Now, come on. Yes. This is what I'm talking about. You see, because I work for the Lord.
Yes.
I don't have to acquiesce to lies and deceit. I can follow the one true God,
amen.
Not a false doctrine, all right? Amen. And that's what we're used to in the world, unfortunately. So followers of Christ in our society are now being looked at with disdain, with contempt, even with hatred in this so-called normalized society. But what does the Bible say? Let's go here, Pastor. What does it say in Isaiah 5, 20 and 21? Listen to this, you all.
Isaiah 5, 20 and 21 tells us.
You all should know this one.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes.
In their own eyes.
And prudent in their own sight.
Thank you, Pastor. Do you see that? This is what the Bible is telling us.
Woe.
He says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. I want you to know that the gospel is good. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is better than good.
Mm.
Okay? But they'll tell you that the word we're preaching is evil. He says, woe to them. Okay? Mm. I'll tell you what, Jesus is the light, okay? Jesus is the light, and he's a lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path.
Hallelujah.
But God says, woe to those who call light dark and darkness light, okay? You got to know where we're seeing, okay? So we're seeing that this is what's going on in society. I hope you all see that. Man has painted himself into a corner because of his own free will and impotence, okay?
Mm.
Okay? How are you going to be... You know, it's as if God Almighty has said, now how are you going to get out of that corner? Who are you going to turn to? Can't you hear God just saying that? Can you imagine him saying, tell us, old man, tell us if you will, who can you turn to now? God is asking us that, okay? Who can you turn to pull you out of the pit that you're in?
Mm.
We talked about that three weeks ago.
Jesus.
Huh? Knowing where your help comes from the pit
Lord.
To the promise.
Hmm.
God is saying, who's going to pull you out of that pit that you're in? There's no one else to do it except who?
The Lord.
The Lord.
The
one true God. You got to understand that. Because believe me, you sure don't need any false gods, not in this day and age. You don't need to be listening to any false gods or false beliefs from any flip-flopping false prophets or anybody else. Because be warned, they're out there. I'm telling you, beware. They're out there to deceive many. As I said before, there are so-called pastors, some so-called pastors, and they approve of abortion. Pastors, they call themselves men of God. They say they know the Bible. How can you know the Bible and approve abortion up to 32 months? How can that happen? Okay? That's not even abortion. That's murder. But see, when you get in bed with money, when you get in bed with stuff, you got to do some stuff. You see what I mean? And when you start changing and ignoring the word of God, to satisfy another thing or another someone, you're treading on dangerous territory. But that's what some people have done, and these people are supposedly pastors. Some of them have letters behind their name, like PhD and XYZ and everything else. But they're doing these things, okay? So there's one so-called Christian pastor, so-called, who says that Muslims and Christians serve the same God. Mm-hmm. He's opting to mix Christianity with Islam and call it Chrislam. I'm sure I don't have to tell you, he's well known, okay? Seems like that's his purpose and he's driven to do it. But I'm telling you, okay, these are the things that in our society has caused God to say, I don't think you know your heart. I'm knocking at the door. Okay? That's what he's doing. All right? Can you imagine that? All roads leading to God. Really? Well, my Bible doesn't say that. My Bible is the Holy Bible. It says there's only one road. And by the way, that one road is extremely narrow. That's what the Word says, okay, in Matthew 7:13, okay? It's extremely narrow, and there's only one way, okay? And that way, I've been told, that way only comes through one person. That way is the only way, and that way is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what my Bible says, okay? And it says no one comes to the Father except through him, who is Jesus Christ, in John 14:6. So I'm telling you that this is, that you can see why then the world is in lockdown right now. You can see why the world, you can see why the world is in a big old timeout. God gave us a timeout, okay? See, God gave us a timeout and put us in lockdown so he can free us, to set the captives free.
Amen.
All right? To corral us in order to save us, and only he can do it. I know. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that means Jesus Christ. There is no other. You see, folks, I don't know how many of our viewers know Jesus. I'm looking at all the cameras. I don't know how many of you know Jesus that are out there. Okay? So in all fairness, I have to say that some people cling to our unrighteousness and sin because they've never been exposed to the Word. And some people have been getting the Word, but they've not been getting the true Word. That's what people tell me, okay? So they never met Jesus. They never really heard the true Word of God. They don't understand being drawn in spirit and in truth. And those who worship God must worship him in that manner because they don't know that. That's how I was. Before 2004, I never knew the Lord. Nobody had sat me down and told me. I was 49 years old. I'd lived my life. I'd been through all kinds of danger and foolishness. And nobody has sat me down and pitied me and told me the gospel. That's sad, isn't it? No one had ever told me the gospel of Christ, at least not in a way that I could understand or believe, okay? So I have to think that there are some who are out there right now leading sinful lives because they don't know Christ. But listen, I don't know if we can use that as an excuse anymore, all right? Because even if you don't know Christ, according to Romans 1:19-20, as a matter of fact, Pastor, can you go there? Mm-hmm. Or do you want me to go there?
No, I can go there.
Okay. Romans 1:19-20.
Romans 1:19.
Read that for us, please.
Romans 1:19-20 tells us, mm-hmm. Because what may be known of God mm-hmm. is manifest in them, mm-hmm. for God has shown it to them. Mm-hmm. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Woo. All right, then.
Without excuse.
I tried to give somebody an out. But it's saying right here, since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, all right? Being understood by the things that are made, that's us to you all creation, all right? So it says, so we are without excuse. Did you hear that, saints? Did you hear that, friends? We are without excuse, all right? So then, we all know right from wrong. That's what this is saying. And let's look at it. Even as children, we know was right and was not right. We know how not to mistreat your classmates, don't we? We know not to talk about people or call them effeminate or gay or anything else. We know better, but we do it anyway, don't we? Mm-hmm. We know it's not decent to do that. We know there's not a grain of decency in it, don't we? But we do it anyway, right? Okay? And because that's that old sinful nature of ours, isn't it? It compels us to do the wrong thing. 1 John 5:19, remember? It says the whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one. We're just swaying in the sway of the evil one. Isn't that right? And it says that, okay? But we still have to be responsible. Look at what the Bible tells us in the book of John. Let's look, and we all know John 3:16, but I'm going to ask Pastor to take it down to 20. Read John 3:16 and take us down to 20. I'm almost done, but let's look at this for a minute.
John 3:16-20 tells us, mm-hmm. For God so loved the world mm-hmm. that he gave his only begotten son, mm-hmm. that whoever believes in him should not perish, mm-hmm. but have everlasting life.
That's right.
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Might be saved.
He who believes in him is not condemned, mm-hmm. but he who does not believe is condemned already, mm-hmm. because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Mm-hmm. And this is a condemnation.
This is a condemnation.
That the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light.
Amen.
Because their deeds were evil. Mm-hmm. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Mm-hmm. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God.
Thank you. Thank you for taking it to 21. I said 20, but I meant 21, so thank you for that, yeah. Pastor. Yeah, you see, friends, God loves us, and he loves us enough to send his only begotten son, Jesus, to save us and to sacrifice for us.
Amen.
All right? Now, Jesus did his part, but we've been saturated in sin. We've been soaked in sin for so long that we as a world seem to be content to languish in our lewdness, to stay in a state of sin. Mm. Okay? And that's why we're still stuck in a corner right now. Okay? But this scripture puts it right where it needs to be. It said the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. Jesus came into the world thousands of years ago. He walked in the flesh of man. He showed himself. He died, was witnessed by over 500 people, went back up. Said he manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, received up in glory. He went the whole circuit, in other words. Amen. And we've seen his miracles. We've seen his miraculous works. We've seen it even in our lives.
Amen.
Seeing the dead rise. I don't know how many testimonies I've told people I saw the dead rise. How many testimonies I've told them about when we were in South Africa and India. I told them about my epiphany. I've told people that, even in my own family. You think they come? Not yet.
They will.
Not yet. So God is still knocking. Mm-hmm. He's still knocking on our hearts.
Yes.
The door to our hearts. He's telling us right here, the light has come into the world. But the world loves darkness so much more than they love light.
Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." Will you open the door to your heart today and let Jesus in? This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for another powerful word with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is-